We begin this hour officially on the program looking at the very serious political controversy taking place right now in the state of Indiana.
No one should be harassed or mistreated because of who they are, who they love, or what they believe. I believe it with all my heart.
It would not seem to be necessary for the governor of the state of Indiana, Mike Pence, to hold a public news conference to clarify that intolerance is not the law of the land in Indiana. But the governor believes Indiana's controversial Religious Freedom Restoration Act has been misunderstood as allowing private businesses to deny services to those who violate their religious beliefs, in this case, refusing service to gays and lesbians. After criticism and threats from companies ranging from Apple to the NCAA to Angie's List, saying they would no longer do business in the state because the law does implicitly permit intolerance, Indiana Governor Mike Pence came out on Tuesday calling for amendments to clarify the bill.
I've come to the conclusion that it would be helpful to move legislation this week that makes it clear that this law does not give businesses a right to deny services to anyone.
Joining us now is John Krull, host of No Limits, a news and public affairs show on WFYI and other Indiana public broadcasting radio stations. He's also director of the Pulliam School of Journalism at Franklin College. Welcome to The Takeaway, John.
Thanks for having me.
So what a week for the Hoosiers, huh?
Well, that's an understatement, I would guess. I'm not sure the state's had quite a week like this since the Civil War.
No kidding. What do you think in the way of damage control the governor managed yesterday, if at all?
As far as I can tell, I don't think he managed to dampen the fires at all. And really, he's in a trap of his own making here. And there are only a couple of ways out. I mean, I think the Indiana General Assembly either can repeal the law or he can say that gay and lesbian Hoosiers are protected by law against discrimination, and he seems inclined to do neither.
And even if he were to do that, it would be up to the legislature to go along with him, and that's their call, right?
It is, and one of the things you have to understand about this situation is even though there is a tremendous amount of public pressure right now for the Indiana General Assembly to fix this, the state's largest newspaper, the Indianapolis Star, took the unusual step of doing a front page editorial with a headline, Fix This Now, in, you know, huge font. But the way the Indiana General Assembly is made up right now, it can resist a tremendous amount of public pressure because the legislative districts are so heavily gerrymandered. I haven't broken down the numbers yet for the 2014 election, but in 2012, 53.5% of the state's voters voted for Republican candidates to the Indiana House of Representatives. And somehow out of that 53.5% of the vote, Republicans ended up with 69% of the seats in the Indiana House of Representatives, which is a supermajority. I mean, they didn't need Democrats even to have a quorum. Since then, in 2014, they picked up a couple more seats. The majority in the Indiana Senate is 40-10. So that has emboldened particularly very conservative ideological Republicans to act as if public input really is an annoyance rather than a necessity.
Well, there's no way to mischaracterize the backlash here. I mean, you've got Apple, you've got Eli Lilly, which is a local business, Angie's List, you've got Cummins, the engine maker. You're talking about this has got to change. You've mentioned the newspaper in Indianapolis there. But I'm wondering if there is some movement afoot, a sense of politics in Indiana creating a sense of denial or I don't know, because you've got not only this, you've got this conviction on feticide, which is a very controversial case in Indiana that's buried in the headlines. You've got actually an HIV health problem that's been talked about in the state, not things that you would associate with Indiana, yet it's all sort of happening as part of what seems to be some sort of pattern here. How do you make this?
Well, I think they're all part of the other big story that we haven't mentioned, in part because it doesn't fall into the realm of social issues, is there's been an ongoing war over education policy in the state for the past couple of years. The lone Democratic statewide office holder is the state superintendent of public instruction, a woman named Glenda Ritz, who upset a very heavily funded incumbent, a guy by the name of Tony Bennett, in the 2012 election. And ever since then, the governor and Republicans in the Indiana General Assembly have worked tirelessly to strip her of authority. In fact, they moved a couple of bills through the legislative process this year that would remove her as chair of the State Board of Education and basically curtail all of her responsibilities. They're going to try to make the state superintendent of public instruction no longer an elective office. So in effect, they're overturning an election from a couple of years ago, in part because they have the authority to do so. The fact that they have supermajorities means that they don't have to be particularly responsive to public will. So there is a backlash building, I suspect, and I think your point is well taken. I suspect the person who's going to bear the brunt of that is going to be Governor Pence, because the statewide offices are the only ones that can't be gerrymandered. But I'm not sure how much that's going to affect what's going on with the legislative process. The way those districts are drawn right now, it would have to be, you know, somewhere above tsunami levels for there to be really significant change.
Well, the values war is alive and well in Indiana, even as the legal climate in the United States is poised to nationally legalize gay marriage. So this is something that is definitely not going away. John Kroll, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
John Kroll hosts No Limits, a news and public affairs show on WFYI and other Indiana public broadcasting radio stations. He's director of the Pulliam School of Journalism at Franklin College. This confusion over discrimination or denying service and protecting religious freedom is also an issue now in Arkansas. The supermajority Republican Arkansas legislature passed its own religious freedom bill last night. Now Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson says he won't sign the bill, but he doesn't sound here like he's exactly vetoing it.
I ask that changes be made in the legislation, and I've asked that the leaders of the General Assembly to recall the bill so that it can be amended to reflect the terms of the Federal Religious Freedom and Restoration Act.
That's Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson speaking at a news conference earlier today. Joining me now is Arkansas State Senator Bart Hester, a Republican in Little Rock, and the Senate lead sponsor of the bill that now the governor says he's not going to sign. Senator Hester, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hey, great. Thanks for having me.
What do you make of the governor's statement here?
I think I interpret it very differently than you. He didn't say he wasn't going to sign the bill. He was very clear to avoid that question. And after the governor has said many times leading up to yesterday that he would sign the bill when it reached his desk, I think the governor is treating this like many other aspects that he does. We love Governor Hutchinson here in Arkansas. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. He wants to be fair to all involved. He's asked for some amendments to the bill, but even if the legislature doesn't grant those, I'm confident he'll sign it.
So you don't think he's responding to the same kind of backlash that's going on in Indiana? And let's just say that, Walmart isn't exactly thrilled with this bill that you folks passed last night.
Hey, you know, Walmart's in my home district. I live 3 miles from the Walmart home office. I think the very confusion about this is this bill does nothing to promote or take away someone's ability to discriminate. It does nothing for sexual orientation. This bill is solely about the First Amendment and free speech.
So you think it's free speech for, say, a florist to say to someone, oh, you're gay, you're getting married, I'm not going to sell you any flowers?
I think there's two questions there. I think for a florist to say you're gay, I'm not going to sell you flowers, is wrong. That's discriminatory, and I don't think they should be able to do that. I think for a florist to say I have a strongly held religious belief and I don't want to provide flowers for a wedding, now that is considered speech in America. You know, the Supreme Court says you can burn a flag. That action is speech. I think a florist action involved in something that they have a strongly held religious belief, again, I think they should not have to perform that particular service.
So as long as they don't say the word gay, then as far as you're concerned, it's just a freedom of speech matter?
What I'm saying is a florist or a baker or a photographer or anyone does not have to do something that violates their First Amendment right to a strongly held religious belief. In the same way, I don't think that a Jewish baker should have to put a swastika on a cake for somebody. I think we have a First Amendment right to a freedom of speech, and if they don't believe in it, they shouldn't have to do it.
Is that illegal in Arkansas to put a swastika on a cake, to refuse someone to put a swastika on a cake? Do you know that?
No, of course that's not illegal. It's not illegal for a bakery to refuse service to anyone that's not a protected class currently. That's why I'm saying this bill doesn't do more or take away from that. Already a baker can refuse service.
All right, so the backlash, as far as you're concerned, is just a misunderstanding, and we have to go.
Yeah, total misunderstanding. This is about freedom of speech, freedom of one's actions, not discrimination.
State Senator Bart Hester is a Republican in Little Rock and the Senate lead sponsor of the bill that Asa Hutchinson says he doesn't want to sign without some changes. Thank you so much, Senator.
Thank you for having me, John.